next we're going to talk about doing a two-handed tie under tension using a surgeon's knot. Again, let's review the key hand positions for doing two-handed ties, called the pistol, or I sometimes refer to the shotgun hand position, and the perfect sign. Now remember, the perfect sign, you don't put the pads of the fingertips together, put the tips of the fingertips together. Now what we're going to do is sometimes you're going to have tension at the site. You can imagine here, there's tension here if you're going to put these two together. So what you need to do is you need to be able to throw what we call a surgeon's knot, which is two throws, in order to successfully bring that together. I'm going to use this large rope with the purple and the white to give you an idea to begin with. So we set it up. Now just as a review again, remember, the away strand should cross away, and that's the one that's going to be doing most of the work, okay? So let's start. First thing you do is you cross your strands, and then you get into pistol position. See how I'm in the pistol position? This is my dominant hand. This is the hand that's going to do most of the work, and the cross, it's crossing away. It's distal to me. Then the next, once you cross and you get into the ready position like this, what do? You bring it up and you create a cross with the strands. Then you make your perfect sign, push it through, hand off with your left hand, or your non-dominant hand, you hand it off, drop it, you push it back through, then you grab this. Now, the difference between what we were learning before and a surgeon's knot is, then you make another perfect sign, push it through. Again, hand it off again. So you actually do two throws here. And then you bring it down and lay it down flat. And as you can see, it's laying flat on the structure and brings it together. Now again, where do you go from here? We wanna use the dominant hand, or the right hand in this case. Hook with the thumb, bring it to the center. Make a cross at the web. See the cross here. And remember, right here is crossed over, so that means you gotta cross your hands to make it lie flat, or get what we call a flat or square knot. Perfect sign, push it through, hand it off, push it back. You'll grab it with this non-dominant hand, or the non-working hand, and then cross your hands and bring it down. See how that's lying flat now? Where do we go from here? Pistol. Make your cross, perfect sign, push it through, hand it off, bring it through, bring it down, flat. Thumb up, hook it with the thumb, cross, perfect sign, push it through, let go, bring it back. Now you have to cross. You see how it's not going to lay flat this way unless we cross our hands. That sets us up to do pistol to the midline, cross, perfect sign, push it through, bring it back, hand it off, flat. So we do this several times. Several times. You see me now, I'm not saying exactly what I'm doing, but you can see I'm doing thumb hook, crossover, pistol sign, pass it through, perfect, crossover. And you practice doing this, and what you see at the end, when I am done, is you look and you see how it's nice and lined up. The purple strands are all lined up and they're all lying flat, and your bottom strand here has two throws in it, which is a surgeon's knot that brings it together and helps it stay together. So now we're going to do a two-handed tie under tension with a surgeon's knot using silk. Now remember, silk is a permanent suture and it's braided. This is zero silk, so it's a little thicker size, but hopefully you'll be able to see it better. And we're going to do exactly what we were doing before with that big bicolored string, but we're going to use the silk here. So my goal for this is to bring these two block marked areas together without tension, bring it together and keep them that way. So remember, again, let's review. Key hand positions: pistol, perfect sign. So here I have my my strand there. I'm gonna cross. Remember, the hand that's doing most of the work, the cross, that hand should be holding the strand that is distal to you. Let's get in our working position, which is the pistol. Holding with digits 3 through 5, the remaining strand. So here I am, pistol, I've hooked the barrel. I bring up the dominant hand, my right hand in this case. I make my cross, perfect sign, push it through, hand it off, bring it through. Now, if surgeon's not, remember, I make another perfect sign, push it through, hand it off. And now it's gonna lie flat and I'm gonna bring it down. Boom. Now, why do we do a surgeon's knot? For this reason. I've let go and it's staying. I haven't done anything. The surgeon knot, because you have the two loops, it creates the friction to keep it there. So what I can do then is to finish up my tie, right? So I can hook with my thumb. I don't put too much tension. I don't want to get rid of this friction. So I do it without a lot of tension, but I hook with my thumb, pass it off, push it through, and now I gotta go like this. Cross my hands to get a square knot. Pistol to midline, cross, perfect sign, push it through. Now I'm in good shape because I have a square knot. That's not gonna slip out. Hand it down, thumb, cross over for a square knot, hook through. You point with your dominant hand, you can point down, and that'll help give the tension you want. Thumb, cross on at the web space. The cross is way down here, but you can still see if I loosen it up, you've got the crossing, so you're gonna have to cross your hands to get a flat square knot. Perfect sign, push through, bring it down. Pistol, cross, perfect sign, push through, hand it off, bring it down. Now you're set up. The beautiful thing is you're set up now. Hook with the thumb, cross, perfect sign, push through, but then you have to cross your hands to get a flat knot. So I'm gonna do several of these. And as you can see, you don't want a lot of tension, but you can do it quickly and efficiently, and that will give you your square knots. And under tension, you see, you've got a good one. Now, you probably won't be able to see it very much, but these are lined up, and if you look at them, they should be lined up similar to what they were before in the when we use the bigger rope.